So now we are at the first verse. We're in the key of C. This is written in 3/4 time, basically because the left hand is more of just your typical waltz bass. 1, 2, 3. So let's take a look at the first four measures. Here they are. So let's take a look at the left hand first. It's just basic simple chords, C, D minor 7, and G, and then a C. We're hitting the C2 below middle C with our fifth, and at this point the sustain pedal will go down. Then for the C chord part that makes up our waltz pattern, I'm starting on the E below middle C with my fifth, the G above that with my third, and then the C above that, which is middle C, with my first. We'll strike these three tones together twice, and that gives us that waltz pattern. 1, 2, 3. And that's measure one. Measure two is based around a D minor. So left hand will play the D2 below middle C with our fifth, pedal up and down. And for the chord, I actually want to use FAC. And this makes our chord D minor 7. So this is the F below middle C with my fifth, A above that with my third, C above that, once again, middle C with my first. These three tones hit together twice. So this measure by itself, 1, 2, 3. And then for the G chord, we'll have this. So this is the G2 below middle C with my fifth, pedal up and down. And for the chord part of this waltz pattern, I want to play DGB. So this is the D below middle C with my fifth, G above that with my second, and then the B above that with my first. And these three tones will hit twice. So far we have this. We have the C, then EGC for our chord. Then we have the D, then FAC for the chord part. Then we have G, and then DGB for the chord. And then for the fourth measure, we go back and do the C again. And we'll use the same chord, EGC. So that's the first four measures of verse one. And that's the left hand part. Work on that, come back here. We'll put in the right hand.